When I went into the gallery, Father and Mrs. Cotton were at the far end, and the vicar was lying on the sofa by the middle fireplace. I told him about Thomas and Stephen. "Let's go and talk to them," he said. "Unless you want me to dance with you, I dance like an India rubber ball." Neil and the boys were still eating. And sitting on the table, talking hard to Stephen, was Mrs. Fox Cotton. As I came in, she was handing him a card. I heard her say, "All you have to do is to give that address to the taxi driver. I'll pay your fare when you get there. Or perhaps I'd better give you some money now." She opened her evening bag. "Are you really going to be photographed?" I asked him. "Be a nice child and help me to persuade him," she said. "He's exactly what I've been looking for months." "No, thank you, ma'am," said Stephen very politely. "I'd be embarrassed." "Heavens, what's there to be embarrassed about? I only want to photograph your head. Would you do it for 3 guineas? "What, for just one day?" She gave him a shrewd little look, then said quickly, 5 guineas if you come next Sunday." "Don't do it if you don't want to, Stephen," I said. He swallowed and thought. At last he said, "I'll have to think it over, ma'am." "Any Sunday you like. I can always use you. Only write in advance to make sure I shall be free. You write for him," she added to me. "He'll write himself if he wants to," I said coldly. She sounded as if she thought he was illiterate. "Well, don't you go putting him off. 5 guineas, Stephen." We all went to see them off. The bicycles were somewhere at the back of the house. On the way, we passed through a storeroom where enormous hams were hanging. "Old Mr. Cotton sent us one of those every Christmas," said Thomas, "only he was dead last Christmas." Neil reached up and took the largest ham off its hook. "There you are, Tommy," he said. "Oh, Thomas, you can't," I began, but I didn't want Neil to call me Great Aunt Cassandra, so I finished up, "Well, I suppose you have." And I certainly would have fainted with despair if Thomas had refused the ham. In the end, I undertook to bring it home because he couldn't manage it on his bicycle. As we went through the hall, I tactfully kept the ham under the wrap Topaz had lent me. Simon and Neil went out to the car with us and said they would come over and see us when they got back from London. They were driving up the next day to stay for a fortnight. And so the party was over.